Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts.
The Michelin Countdown to Green on IMSA Radio.
Celebrate 60 glorious years of the Mustang having its birthday earlier on this week. We're live from the Ford Performance Global Broadcast Centre this weekend, and the Ford Mustang Dark Horse will be pacing the field at Talladega tomorrow as well. Coming up on RS2, plus the video, plus the official YouTube and Sirius 206, it's all live here on IMSA Radio. And I'm delighted to say that joining me are my two usual cohorts. Jeremy Shaw will speak to in a moment. But first of all, let's say hello to Shay Adam, our CrowdStrike pit reporter normally, but she's joining us in the booth this weekend. What do you know, Shay? Any massive changes? We did see the Gradient car out for qualifying. What was that all about with that Acura?
Hello, John, and hello, everybody around the world. That was a simple necessity of an engine change. It seemed that the engine wasn't at its full functionality, which is good news for Acura fans all around the world, because if you were paying attention to the second practice session, you'll have seen that 1S McAleer took the number 66 Gradient Racing Acura to the top of the charts with an engine that then decided to expire. So the team, working very diligently, managed to get the engine changed. That got its run in just about, 2 minutes ago when the recon lap finished. And that car sitting on the grid will be starting from the last position. But I have good news for fans all over the world. 2017 was the first time that GTD ran at the Long Beach Grand Prix. Our race winners that day were Cooper McNeil and Gunnar Jeanette, and they started their Mercedes that day from last.
Jeremy Shaw is the other voice that you'll hear this weekend. It was nice and tight in GTP in qualifying, but Pipo Durrani is batting 1,000 at the moment.
Absolutely tremendous job yesterday. Once again, by Pipo Durrani, I mean, you know, he'd had, coming into this season, he had 7 poles to his credit out of his total of 69 starts, and all of a sudden he's got 3 more. So yeah, it's been a remarkable start to the year for Pipo in terms of pace. And this weekend, though, maybe he can translate that pole position into what he really wants, and that's another race win.
Jeremy Shaw with us on the show. Shay, bring us up to date with the other bits and pieces, because there are, as of necessity, a few driver changes here this weekend. Given the fact that we've got WEC and there's other people elsewhere, so how's that played out this weekend as far as the drivers are concerned?
Well, in GTP, it's pretty straightforward. There's only been one driver change, and that is in the number 5. That's the Proton Competition Mustang sampling Porsche 963. Jimmy Bruni still aboard that car, but his cohort for this weekend is none other than some guy named Mike Rockenfeller. Yep, that's the former DTM champion, the Carrera Cup Germany champion from 2004. He's got a couple Le Mans wins, Daytona win, Sebring win, Petit Le Mans win. Very accomplished substitute. He normally drives for Ford, but since Ford and their Mustang GT are not running this weekend because GTD Pro is not here, Rocky was available and a very willing and able substitute, having driven the 963 last year in IMSA competition. For Rocky, though, this is his first start at the Long Beach Grand Prix in about, almost 15 years. He did finish second back in 2006 alongside a driver named Patrick Long. So he has some very good experience as far as that's concerned. In GTD, we've got a couple new cars, and we've also got a couple big stories. Starting on the front row is Parker Thompson in the number 89 Lexus for Vassar Sullivan. This car and pit crew, by the way, which is normally the 14, the GTD Pro entry, has Parker alongside Ben Barnicot. Jack Hawksworth, who's normally Ben's partner in crime, and I say that with a smile on my face, they won the GTD Pro Championship last year. He'll be sharing the car for the first time ever with Frankie Montecalvo in the number 12, the sister car, which starts second. Other big driver changes, as need of the WEC being somewhere else this weekend, it meant that Roman De Angelis' co-driver Zachary Robichon was unavailable for this weekend. Filling in for him, the number 27 Heart of Racing Aston Martin, is Spencer Pompelli, very capable driver as well. It is Roman who will be starting the 27. And also, we welcome back, big story of the year almost, Flying Lizard Motorsports. They're back in the paddock this weekend with an Aston Martin once again. It's Elias Sabo and Andy Lee sharing the number 28. It doesn't have the livery on it that we've very long associated with Flying Lizard Motorsport, but rest assured, it is the team and the brain trust is still the same behind that organization. So we've got some big, exciting changes in the paddock this weekend, but we still have all of our favorite runners and riders.
Jeremy, stand by. We'll get you to run down the grid in a moment, but let's talk about our Porsche keys to the race. Shay, drive times is going to be important, and there's a big disparity for once here.
There is. It is a five-minute minimum for the pro category, GTP. GTD is a 35-minute minimum. Now, time spent in the pit lane does not count towards the drive time. So if anybody happens to come into the pits for any reason before that minimum time has elapsed, and I'm thinking more GTD, that then means that minimum drive time would not be met. So the fact of the matter is, in GTD, the race winner comes from whoever pits first at the first available opportunity. We're going to have to keep an eye on who is where around the track as soon as that 35-minute minimum has elapsed.
Jeremy, traffic, always a problem round here.
Yeah, never an easy place to overtake here. It's tight, it's twisty, it's unforgiving. The concrete walls are right there at the edge of the racetrack. And unless your name is Sebastian Bourdais, overtaking is very, very difficult. But Sebastian Bourdais has shown it can be done. And there's various other drivers in this field who are going to try and show themselves to be as good and as competent as Sebastian Bourdais. Sebastian himself, he thought he was going to get the pole yesterday. He came very, very close, but had to settle for third on the grid. So he's going to get past a couple of cars. But the guy who's really got some work to do, that's Stephen McAleer, starting dead last on the field in car number 66. Actually, Sheena Monk will start the car, and she will take it through to the minimum drive time. And then Stephen McAleer will get aboard, and then he will see what he can do to move his way through the field. The car is faster than Acura, Gradient Racing Acura, number 66, because it was quickest in the second practice session before that engine malfunction manifested itself.
It's a long pit lane here, Jeremy. We always say no penalties, but penalties here on a relatively short track time and lap time and a long pit lane, they're going to cost you here, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And particularly being a short race as well. You know, if it's a 12 race or a 24-hour race, like we started off the season, then if you have a penalty in the early, in the first 100 minutes or so, then it's not a problem. You've got a long, long time to make that up again. But this is only a 100-minute race, so the opportunity to make up any lost ground are much more limited.
Shay, the tyres are a little bit different this weekend, particularly for GTP.
Yes, they've been allowed to run the soft compound of Michelin this weekend, and that is a change from what we've seen in the past. Last year, the story of the race in GTP did come down to the tyres, because ultimately, the Porsche Penske Motorsport team electing not to change tyres with either of their cars. It was the fine work of Matt Campbell playing tail gunner for Mathieu Jaminet that allowed Mathieu to hold on to the lead, and then ultimately the attack coming a little bit too late in the race from Ricky Taylor. It didn't pay off for them then. I don't think we're going to see that working here today because the soft tire compound should be able to get heat into it quicker than the tire compound did last year. That was the big concern, was getting heat into the tires. That's why Porsche and Penske elected not to change the tires in last year's race. But I think this year it shouldn't be as difficult with that softer compound. That being said, they were allowed three sets of tires to choose from with today's race, starting from qualifying yesterday. And it's four sets of tires for the entire event for GTD.
And Jeremy, you have a word on the tires as well.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, as you both said, you know, softer tires for GTP, but the lap times aren't as quick as last year. So I've asked a few drivers about that, and the answer I get back is the tire certainly warms up but much more quickly and much more efficiently, but it's not necessarily faster on a lap, which is kind of unusual for a softer tire. Normally, if it's softer, it's grippier, you go faster, but that doesn't seem to be the case. So we have to wait and see on that. And also, several of the teams have told me that in GTP, in the prototype cars at the front, all the strategies on tyres are pretty much open, doing the whole race, you know, and whatever else, two tyres, four tyres, whatever. Any of them might work. So it's going to be really interesting.
Jeremy, take a deep breath as we get the famous piece of music up from London and from Tim Gray to the Ford Performance Global Broadcast Centre. Here are the runners and riders with 27 cars entered this weekend.
The Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, round three of the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship for 2024. As you say, 27 cars, 17 of them are GTDs and 10 GTPs. They start at the back of the field in 27th position, having not taken part in qualifying due to the car needing an engine change. That will be the number 66 Gradient Racing Acura NSX GT3. Starting driver will be Sheena Monk. Row 13 making his debut in the championship. And the return for Flying Lizard Motorsports in the number 28 Aston Martin Vantage GT3 Evo is Elliot Sabo. Alongside him, Ori Fidani in the AWA Chevrolet Corvette Z06 GT3R, that's car number 13. Row 12, that's Karong Lee in car number 86, the MDK Motorsports Porsche 911 GT3R. Alongside him, the similar car for Andretti Autosports in car number 43, that's Jarrett Andretti. Misha Goikberg will start car number 78, the Forte Racing Lamborghini Huracan GT3 Evo 2 from the 22nd position. Alongside car number 120, Adam Adelson in the Wright Motorsports Porsche 911 GT3R. The lone McLaren 720S GT3 Evo in the field for Inception Racing, that's car number 70, will be started from the 20th position by Brendan Erieb. Alongside the car that is unbeaten this season, two races, two wins, for number 57 Windward Racing Mercedes-AMG GT3, starting driver Russell Ward. Gianmarco Leverato will start car number 55, the Proton Competition Ford Mustang GT3, alongside the Turner Motorsport BMW M4 GT3 number 96, as Patrick Gallagher. 16th position, Mikkel Grenier, car number 32, the Courtauld Preston Motorsports Mercedes AMG GT3. That car had an off in the first practice session, but was repaired in time for qualifying. Alongside him, the second of the Lamborghini Huracan GT3 Evo 2 is in the field for Wayne Taylor Racing with Andretti in car number 45. That's Danny Formal. Roman De Angelis will start car number 27, the heart of racing team Aston Martin's Vantage GT3 Evo. That's the outside of the second row in GT3. On the inside for Conquest Racing in a Ferrari 296 GT3, car number 34, Alberto Costa Balboa. The front row of the grid in GTD, well, that's all Vasser Sullivan running two cars for this race, a pair of Lexus RCF GT3s. Second position on the grid is in car number 12 is Frankie Montecalvo, and his regular teammate, but today racing against him in car number 89, his second pole position of the season in GTD from Red Deer Alberta in Canada, a pole sitter is Parker Thompson. Moving on to GTP, car number 5, Mike Rockefeller for Proton Competition Mustang Sampling, a Porsche 963 will start 10th. Alongside Philip Eng, the first of two BMW M Team RLL, BMW M Hybrid V8s, that's car number 24. Row 4 on the outside, Philip Albuquerque, car number 10 for Wayne Taylor Racing with Andretti, an Acura ARX 06. Alongside him, Tymon van der Helm from the Netherlands in car number 85, the JDC Miller Motorsports Porsche 963.
The second, the Wayne Taylor Racing with Andretti Acura RX06s. That's car number 40. Will start sixth on the grid with Jordan Taylor at the wheel. Alongside him, the one of two Porsche Penske Motorsport Porsche 963. That's car number seven, Dane Cameron. Cameron's teammate will start fourth on the grid, one position ahead in car number six. That'll be Nick Tandy. And then on the inside of the second row, Sebastian Bourdais in number 01 Cadillac Racing, Cadillac V Series R. Onto the front row of the grid, tremendous job by Nick Yellerly in qualifying in the second of the BMW M Team RLL, BMW M Hybrid V8s. That's car number 25. The Englishman will start second, but on the pole position for the third time in as many races this season, the Wheeler Cadillac Racing in the Cadillac V Series R. Car number 31, the pole sitter is Pipo Durrani.
What a season it's been for the Brazilian driver, and he'll want to convert. This one didn't have the look at Sebring, and sure, they've had to change the chassis on that Wieland Cadillac V Series R.
They did, with the other one going back to Dallara for repairs. So it is very much a different car for Pipo Durrani and Jack Aiken this weekend. But the good news is Cadillac built them strong, and Pipo very appreciative of that. Now he knows. But it's a weird position for him to be starting this race, because in the previous years, he's been the finishing driver taking over very early on in the race. I think the last three consecutive seasons, he's gotten in the car very, very early on in the race indeed. But sitting nearly 100 points off the championship lead means that Pipo and Jack have their work cut out for them today.
And Jeremy, we've got a nice variety at the top. All right, two Cadillacs, but BMW and Porsches. Acura a little bit off, but sixth position there. And you never count out Wayne Taylor Racing in any event that we have, even the short ones. That Wayne will find some way of getting those cars to the front if possible.
Indeed. So, you know, 0.6 of a second covers the top nine on the grid in qualifying. So pretty tight there. And of course, that consists of all four manufacturers. So I think it's pretty wide open here at the moment. Cadillacs always shine around here. They've got a bit more weight than they had last year. Well, all of the cars have got a little bit more weight than last year, apart from the BMW. That's the same as it was 1 year ago. Cadillacs, though, 27 kilograms heavier than 1 year ago. That's about 55 pounds or more. It's about 60 pounds in weight they're carrying around more than last year. So it's going to be interesting to see whether that affects their tyre wear more than some of the other cars.
And as far as GTD is concerned, once again, the Lexus are at the top of the shop here. And we've mentioned this before, but we'll mention it again. They've shuffled their pack of drivers to give them two cars in GTD. And so they've had to change things around. This is effectively now an extra entry, their third entry of the season. The 12th car is its season-long entry in GTD, but the 89 for 1989, the year that Lexus came into being and started selling cars, this is effectively, in all intents and purposes, an extra entry.
Yeah, and the 89 will continue to exist. No other car will run the number 89 this year in any other class either, but this car won't exist in any other race going forward because it will convert straight back to the 14 for GTD Pro, which will be running the remainder of every single race of the 2024 IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship season. What the effect of this is, though, is after qualifying, 35 points were awarded to the entry 89, meaning that Parker Thompson has 3 points more than Frankie Montecalvo after qualifying. So now those two are separated in the championship, and they will remain separated in the championship for the remainder of the year because they're going to be driving in the same car going forward. By how many points and who's at an advantage, we have to wait until the end of the race to calculate that.
Talking about points, Shea, give me...
Always do.
You can choose. Do you want to do GTD or GTP?
I'll go for GTD first, assuming that Jeremy has them calculated as well. But in GTD, Winward, after the two race wins, leads with 747 points into second place after qualifying, jumps Wright Motorsport with their number 120. Adam Adelson and Elliott Skier have 590 points. They are ahead of the Cetelar Racing Ferrari, not here this weekend, who have 589 points. Then in fourth is the Conquest Ferrari, qualified third for today's race. They have 575 points. So it's very tight in that that battle for second place. Of course, that will shift because we have so many cars, particularly in the top 10, who aren't running today. So that will change by the end of the event.
Jeremy, GTP?
Oh, well, that's even closer. In fact, coming into this weekend, the top two cars were tied together on points after Daytona and Sebring. A win and a third place finish for both the Porsche Penske Motorsports car number 7, that's Dane Cameron and Felipe Nasr, and the Wayne Taylor Racing with Andretti number 40 Acura, that would be Jordan Taylor and Louis Delatraz. But, of course, now, this for the last several years, we've had points also scored in qualifying. And as a result of that, going into the race, Dane Cameron and Felipe Nasr will have a whopping 1 point advantage over Jordan Taylor and Louis Delatraz. So it's super tight there at the front in the overall standings for the drivers. Pipo Durrani and Jack Aitken, with that poll yesterday, they moved themselves up to, effectively third in the point standings. So it's a big jump for them. Manufacturers, though, all three manufacturers, three of the five manufacturers, Porsche, Acura and Cadillac, mm-hmm. The fifth being Lamborghini, which is not here this weekend. They're only doing the long distance races this yep. season. But Porsche, Acura and Cadillac were absolutely tied together
Brilliant.
Coming into this weekend. But after qualifying, Cadillac leaps to the lead with their third pole position the season. 7:45, 5 points ahead of Porsche.
Time to go live on both sound and vision from Long Beach. This is IMSA Radio and IMSA TV.
The WeatherTech Sports Car Championship on IMSA Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to round three. Three very different racetracks, three very different races for the opening of the 2024 IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. It's John Hindhoff, Jeremy Shaw and Shay Adam in the Ford Performance Global Broadcast Centre as we come off a 24-hour race, a 12-hour race, and now we go to a 100-minute race. All a little bit different, far more of a sprint feel to what is going on. Beautiful Long Beach with its fabulous history of road racing. The left-hand coast of the United States. And we are ready to go racing on the streets. Just under 2 miles, 1.96 miles, 11 corners. That long front stretch, which isn't a straight Shoreline Drive, has a big curve in it. Then they turn left onto Aquarium Way and round the back of the fountain, loop back onto Shoreline, and then down onto South Pine, onto Seaside. Turn 9, been a big, big action area there. There's a big bump just in the braking area. Turn 6 as well, actually. And then the hairpin at turn 11. We haven't seen any problems there so far, but almost certain to get it now, as I've mentioned it, of course. Wish I'd never said that. Now we have 27 cars and our Michelin keys to the race, reminding you that the driving time is 5 minutes in GTP, 35 minutes for GTD and for the Truman Aitken Award. Watch out for traffic. There are places around here where you just have to follow my leader, as it were. And the tyres, it's the softer of the Michelin compounds for the GTPs, and three sets from qualifying for the GTP cars. Most people will have a brand new set at least for the race. Now remember, the winning car last year didn't stop for tyres, only for fuel in the overall. That was the Porsche taking their first victory in the Porsche 963. And in GTD, they've had four sets of the new Pilot Sport Pro H1. They are more durable than last year, and the question will be whether they take any if they take any tyres when the GTDs make their, what we expect to be, one and only pit stop. I mentioned Jeremy Shaw and Shea Adam. Let's get to them now for some of the stories. Jeremy, in our Michelin Countdown to Green, we were chronicled just how tight it is. Points at the start of the season, really important. And with no sprint championship this year, this is just for the main race. And we've got two Vassa Sullivan Lexus at the front of the field in GTD.
Yeah, and no team orders. Well, no, I lied. There are team orders. Win the race. The team doesn't matter which car wins the race, but they want to win the race. Lexus for many years was based right here in Southern California. Their main base has moved out to Texas, I think, for Toyota in general. But they've still got a big influence here in Southern California. Lexus wants to win in GTD.
And Shea Adam at the front of the field. We have Mr. Perfect. And Mr. Perfect is Pipo Durrani. He's been on pole every time we've gone racing this year.
He has three attempts and three pole positions for Pipo Durrani, who's still looking for his second ever win at Long Beach. The first one taking place in 2021. Since there, he has had one DNF at this track as well. So it has been equally nice to him, winning and not finishing. But Pipo, driving alongside Jack Aiken, one of three rookie drivers in the GTP class, feeling pretty good about his odds today, and doesn't get taken down at all by the fact that he did make it into the tires at the end of yesterday's qualifying session. If you've seen the video, I know it's gone viral. He covered that up straight away, and it was still a good, fast enough race car for him to hold on to that pole.
And the coincidence there was, he was talking about